This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I'm wasting my sexual prime on a $7.99 vibrator.
I'm Brandy Posey, and my dog has started quietly growling at babies on TV, and I've never loved him more.
I'm Tess Barker, and one of the smartest things I ever did was cheat at bar trivia to win a free tab.
I'm David Janov, and I'm nuts for butts.
Yeah, this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a cigarette?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara Gray. For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to your day.
Welcome to
the gym.
The gym. Wherever the fuck you
welcome
are.
Welcome to the mall.
Welcome to the top of a mountain or the bottom of the ocean.
Oh,
wherever it is.
If you are listening to this
you're
podcast at the bottom of the ocean, let us know.
Sebastian the Crab is like, I'm really into this podcast.
Ariel, check this out. Why don't you?
I don't know.
He comes up to visit her just to fill her in on what podcast she's listening. She's like, God, no wonder I left.
He was friend zoned, right? Like all the
Sebastian.
I don't think he wanted to fuck her.
I don't know. I feel like all the sea creatures.
Flounder wanted to fuck her.
I think Flounder is way more friend zoned.
Yeah. Sebastian and Flounder should have fucked. Let's bring on our guest.
Yes.
You know him as a producer of Lady to Lady, the fourth lady, and
our favorite.
Our favorite, David Janov.
That's my little intro. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. This is great. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
I've missed you guys because the last 3 months or 4 months, I've been editing the podcast remotely because I moved to Culver City. So
you're fancy.
I haven't seen you guys
Culver.
In person
so weird.
In a while.
You've been like hearing about our lives. Like, well, I guess like everyone, but yeah. Actually know. That must have been weird to hear what's going on with us through.
Well, also you guys would give me notes while the session was happening that I would then take out.
It's oh, like, yeah.
This is where the theme song goes, David. Okay, so
we're communicating still.
Yes.
Probably we're passing notes through time and space.
Yeah.
We've had crazy busy schedules, and David's actually going to be moving on from producing the show, so we wanted to have him on as a guest again.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, this has been 5 years, 250 episodes.
Yeah, this is the 250th.
Yeah. And it's just from... it's crazy. Over the last couple months, because I let you guys know a few months ago, and over the last couple months, it's just been, I've been reflecting on it, and we've done so much. Mm-hmm. We've been to, you know, other cities together, and we've done all these live shows, and like I have this whole folder, and I'm going to give you guys, I have this hard drive that just has every asset of like everything we've ever done.
Oh my God.
And I was going through some of these, like, I forgot about the Oprah impersonator, and French Stewart Strip. French Stewart at the Chili's and Sizzler.
Sizzler is closed.
Rest in peace. Yeah. Sizzler is closed.
Eagle Rock Sizzler gone forever. Gone too soon.
And neither of those are even like podcast related. Stories. You know, for the first 2 years we did it at my apartment, and maybe even longer. And now we've been here for less. It's just. It's crazy.
I know. It's crazy to think about, because we started as the live show at the theater that you ran.
And we're a podcast, actually, because you suggested it.
I think
theme,
when I...
Right?
Yeah, well, when I said... It was this kind of kismet, like, romantic comedy thing where I was like, do you guys... Because the theater was closing and we had done this live show. I was like, I kind of feel like if you want to do a podcast, and you guys, I think, at the same time were just like, yeah, we want to do it. We're going to ask you to...
Will you make us the happiest producer in the world? David got down on one knee and handed a set of microphones to us.
It was really beautiful. It was a great engagement. And unfortunately... it's ending in divorce, I
guess. Amicable divorce.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Yeah,
for
we're
sure.
going to... I don't know why, but I was just imagining us pushing him into a body of water on top of a boat, like a Viking funeral.
Yeah.
A Viking funeral. I don't know why.
It sounds like fun. No, yeah. I'll do it.
We're going to set you on fire.
Relaxing.
David,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until the fiery arrow...
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm not a good shot, though, so I feel like we'll just miss him on purpose.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've done a lot of crazy, dumb shit together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the first chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lady to lady.
David will be around. He's super.
Yeah, I'll still be here. Yeah. Well, I mean, I won't be here, but, you know, I'll still be
in your heart. Are you going to listen to the show?
No, he's not going to.
Well, you know, I probably, honestly, I will do.
Do you need a break?
I do need a little bit of a break. It is, because that's the other crazy
Fair
thing.
Fair enough.
Is I've literally, rain or shine, edited Lady to Lady in some capacity every single week for the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to like, oh, I'll go a week without it. But, yeah, no, of course I'll still listen, but I'm for sure taking a little bit of a break.
I don't blame you.
I need to hear if you guys talk about me.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
Sure.
Yeah, that's why everybody listens to their friends' podcast, I feel.
I have to listen to my friends' podcast. I wonder if I've been mentioned.
You for sure have.
You for sure do.
I've listened to podcasts where you've been mentioned.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is so exciting.
Do you remember anything anyone said?
No, but I... Yeah.
Is it positive or negative?
Oh, I'm sure it was
always
positive.
Positive. Yeah. Always positive.
I don't. If it's ever negative, nobody, I feel, really mentions a name.
It becomes a blind item.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then you say, we'll tell you on the break who it is.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You hear people writing on a piece of paper.
That's been a great part of producing this podcast, is I am privy to all of the stuff that's like, we'll tell you off break.
Yeah.
I'll miss that.
David knows who we hate.
Yeah, I do.
I was saying to Brandon and Tess the other day, I was like, God, I wish we could start a Patreon just for our text exchange. Like,
seriously.
Pay like $10 to get access.
Oh,
shit.
It would cost more than that.
Yeah. Monthly, you could really give us some serious cash.
There's been a couple like fun things over the years that have like made it to the cutting room floor, and I'll take them with me to the grave.
Yeah. The lost episode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's mostly what I'm referring to.
There's a lost episode.
That's all we're gonna say.
Yeah. You'll never pay us enough to hear it.
Well, it was a technical glitch, so it doesn't even exist.
That's
really,
exactly.
So,
yeah, that's the problem.
So you couldn't have to like travel back in time, go through a black hole.
Yeah. That's the first thing someone's gonna do.
Yeah.
Go back and get that.
Yeah. It's like kill Hitler, see Freddie Mercury live, and get that old Lady to Lady episode. But our new producer is Kaylin West.
Say hi, Kaylin.
Hey. You know, Kaylin is a past guest on Lady to Lady, and she's lead singer of the Tiny Stills.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing, hilarious, and super talented musician.
So she'll be sitting here listening to our bullshit. She gets to take over the David role.
I don't know if this happens to you guys. I'm subscribed to Lady just to, I don't know, to like check on everything. Yeah, of course, for support. Yeah. We need the numbers.
Give us those numbers.
But every so often, my phone will, you know, connect to Bluetooth, and I'll just start playing something random, and sometimes it's a Lady to Lady episode.
Yeah.
And one time, it was an episode that Kaylin was the guest on.
Oh, really?
And and at the end of the episode, we played like a couple of Kaylin's songs on there. I was like, oh my God, this is really, because usually when a musician's on, I just drop it in later and then move on. Mm-hmm. And so I was listening, I was like, wow, this is awesome. And it was just like right after a breakup, and I went to Portland by myself. It was like a solo trip. Mm-hmm. And the entire time, all I did was listen to Tiny Stills. I mean, I did other things, but when I was listening to music, it was all Tiny Stills.
That's cool. I feel like it makes it a cool like transition for some reason.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So it's very...
Thank you.
How weird is it to sit? It's funny I'm asking you this while Kaylin's sitting here.
Yeah.
But like when you like not being able to interject.
I mean, I think there were times towards the beginning, I would say like the first 30 episodes, where I was like, oh, I want to say something, or I like want to give like my perspective. Mm-hmm. But then it's just, the whole show, I feel, is, I mean, it's obviously women-centric, but it's also like listening in on women. It just wouldn't have been right, anything that I would have interjected, it would kind of like almost ruin the thing. But also as a producer, I feel, and you know, you can take this as a tip or not, like this isn't my podcast to like, you know, this isn't my opinion. And I always give you guys notes if I have any, which is very rare after we're done recording. But so I would think about that when I had something to say, and very, very, very rarely would I ever interject because of that. And so it got easier as it went along. But there were times, there was this one moment where you guys were talking about your boyfriends and how they farted a lot and how it was going really crazy. Yeah, it was like driving you guys crazy. And one of you said, you go all day at work without farting. It might have been you, Brandy. It was, I mean, it was either one of you two, Brandy or Tess. Like, you go all day at work without farting. Like, you can go, you know, you can be at home and not fart either. And I wanted to say just like, no, no. It's because we go all day at work without farting that we need to when we get home. And if anything, they're like pent up. And so I think about that when I want to interject because, you know what, this is not my place. And
I
also, it's like,
say,
it's
I think about that when I want to fart.
I think about that like a lot. So I sometimes I think about that. And I'm like, yeah, that adds nothing to the conversation. And if anything, halts it. So I take that as like my rule of like, okay, don't interject.
Oh
my
God. Out there now, and you know, valid thought.
Yeah, I'll consider that. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
But no, I mean, it doesn't excuse excessive farting, but it excuses a fart.
Some farts.
Yeah.
I fart.
I thought you were going to say you were like farting at work all day and we just didn't know. Like there was secret work corners.
No, well, that's what we get. We get their fucking farts when they come back.
Yeah.
God, poor housewives in the 50s. There's men just like
steak and potatoes farts.
Steak and potatoes and vodka all day farts. Well, and they come home at night. Hey, honey, you haven't talked to a person all day. It's just me. Well,
I've said it before. I hate farts.
It's funny that you said that, David.
Like not to smell them, but to do them and to hear them.
Of course, farting. Yeah.
This is what the podcast would be like if I was on here. It's just like farts. And I will say the hardest thing is when you guys talk about musicals, because I want to interject.
Yeah,
and talk,
sure.
Because I don't have as many friends who love musicals as much as you guys do. And I love them personally. So, yeah, I miss out on that when you guys talk about
I feel like the hardest thing to me would be when somebody, and I've actually been good about this and you've like told us, but you know, somebody's sitting there being like, what's the name of that person? If they couldn't interject there, you're like, it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he's pretty good. If I know it off the top of my head.
But
yeah.
I feel like
also,
that would be a certain level of hell or something, like if you just had to watch a bunch of people not be able to place,
like a name.
And just, it's like the most obvious thing.
I feel like it happens a lot with the podcasts I listen to. So this is like, I do get the opportunity to like interject.
Yeah, so, we watched a lot of musical stuff together. We watched the Tonys at your house.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
That was the Tonys with the crazy Neil Patrick Harris opening.
That Mike Tyson was in.
Yes. And
I don't remember.
I have aphantasia. I don't remember this at all.
There's a lot of weird forgivingness that like, Mike Tyson was in this opening number because he had a Broadway show that year.
Has that been seared in your mind since? Because for me, it has. I'm like, why did the Broadway community let Mike Tyson at the Tonys?
I've been very, and also Lin-Manuel wrote that song. So he, you know, by proxy. Approve that. Still, by the way, come on the podcast if you ever hear this. And if he's on here, I'm here. Like I'm back.
You have carte blanche. You have an open Lin-Manuel invite.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
That was weird. I've also soured on Neil Patrick Harris since that time. Also,
okay, that's fair. Yeah.
I feel he's getting into this territory. A lot of celebrities, they kind of veer into this. Oh, you're kind of annoying. Like I feel like James Corden is getting into that.
He's been there forever for me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like you're too much.
I will come on your, please. I want to do your show, but also I don't like you.
Yeah. I'll shake your hand.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. I'll enjoy it, but I'm not gonna like enjoy it. I'll still enjoy it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna text some shit to some friends. When I'm doing a set on your show.
Yeah.
When we started this podcast, Obama had just been reelected. Oh, that was
damn.
Like, I think.
Oh my
like
God.
Almost episode
about it
one.
That way is so
oh,
weird.
Dude, like, yeah.
Well, I remember
that is some shit.
When we recorded, and I'm sure it's been talked about since then, like it's an infamous thing. When we recorded at Sizzler, it was
French.
Like
the day before.
Yeah. Like a day before the election.
Yeah.
And we were so confident that the world was about to change for the better. So I'm just saying, such a stark contrast between from when we began to where we are now.
Yeah, I just, and somebody asked me what episode to start with, and I was like, oh, episode 200, that's fun. He's like, you didn't warn me about that it was the day before election day, and that you guys at the end of the podcast were like, well, tomorrow's election, but I guess sure it'll be fine.
I know.
I remember on election day, I was just crying and casting spells, but the next day
we all were witches for about an hour and a half.
But one of the thoughts I had the next day was that episode, and I was like, oh God, that's gonna drop, and everyone, I mean, it was pretty raw.
Pretty
raw morning.
Yeah, thankfully we didn't talk about it too much, but enough to be like, ugh.
But I almost, in a weird way, after the election happened, like a couple months later, I listened back to that episode to be like, you know what? That was a very, like, we didn't know. It was this weird bliss of like, oh, we were in this pre-knowledge
moment
of it.
In time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, it sucks.
I can't wait to be listening to that episode in a foxhole someday. Just like, remember the time? Remember the Sizzler? The day before.
Well, when do we talk? Should we drop our thing into here now?
Yeah.
Or do it later?
Well, I was going to talk about Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got swindled real bad today in Pasadena, you guys.
Are we not going to talk about me the whole episode?
Oh, we've got things
David,
planned for you.
I think is something that you'll be able to relate to.
Okay,
and
great.
I actually am interested to hear what your thought process would have been in this situation. So, it's hot today.
It's a fucking 100 degrees in October.
It's 100 degrees in LA.
End of October.
End of October. It is going to be Thanksgiving in 4 weeks, and it's 100 degrees.
We're all just like human fucking, what are those things called? Tumbleweeds. Caught
on it's disgusting.
It's horrible. So I had to run 20 fucking miles this morning.
Oh,
it's a nightmare.
20 miles. Then, as I explained to Barbara and Brandy, I got a free month of yoga because I had one more class I had to go to before the end of the month. So I had to run 20 miles and then go to yoga to get this free class.
And I was it hot yoga?
It was regular.
Okay,
it was
all right, okay. I thought you were going to walk in and it was...
No, I mean, by the way...
You should have passed out.
My feet in this yoga class... I went straight from a 20-mile run to yoga class without showering. Mm. I was just an embarrassment. So
what does your yoga mat look like right now?
It has like a fucking colony of something on it. Sure. Yeah. So I come home, shower. Then I don't even have time to eat. I just have to go to Pasadena to run errands. So I get to Pasadena. It's 105 degrees out. I park my car. And then I start to feel myself kind of like go to the upside-down place. You know, like, oh, God. Yeah. I'm like, you need to fucking eat something, drink something. This is getting bad. And it's hot. And so I'm like wandering around downtown Pasadena. And you know, you're just like so hungry and thirsty and tired. Like, I didn't even know what to eat. So I see this like cold-pressed juice place. And I'm like, that sounds perfect, right? So I go into and it had like a cool hip name and like a picture of a leaf outside. I was like, great, I'll get some nutrients. It'll be refreshing. I go inside. There's like two hot Japanese guys working. They're in a really good mood. One of them has like a stick in his man bun. They're like, what can we get for you? And so they talk me into getting this like $8 matcha drink that has like the special juice in it, right? Uh-huh. So I'm reading about the special $8, and I love an expensive juice.
Right.
And I love an expensive matcha also. Right? I'm into this, yeah.
Right, so it seems great. So I'm reading it, and then like on the board, they have like all a list of all the things that the special juice does. It's like antioxidants, anti-inflammatory. I'm like, this, I am getting a steal of a deal. This is great. I pay my $8 for my juice. I walk outside. I look at the sign. This place is a cane sugar juice place. I paid $8 for sugar water. Literal sugar water.
It was delicious.
It was really good. But, I mean, I was like, you guys should have seen the list of benefits they had on the wall.
For sugar.
For sugar.
Oh, boy.
It was just sugar? That's what was giving the benefit?
Was it like green with like what color?
Well,
was it?
I mixed in a little matcha. You had the opportunity to mix in matcha, or if you wanted, you could have grapefruit. I mean, they made it look really fancy, and they were all in such a good mood. I was like, I really thought I was getting something special.
Oh my God!
There was this joke. I think it was on Weekend Update where Seth Meyers was doing this rant about dumb people. And part of his rant was, they're the kind of people that still think Jamba Juice is healthy. And everybody laughed. And I remember watching that and being like, wait, is Jamba Juice not healthy?
Oh, no.
I, like, I don't know. It looks healthy. Right. They talk about how healthy it has acai berries, yeah, or whatever that's pronounced.
They're not pouring, like, sugar into it.
Yeah. Right.
The menu is written in a green font.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
The color green's very misleading.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, can't trust it when you see
it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, people have made a lot of money on marketing unhealthy shit as healthy. Yeah.
But as I was drinking it, I was thinking about how, you know, I'm addicted to sugar because of when we quit.
Yeah.
And
have we talked about that on the podcast?
Oh, I forget if we did.
I think we did, yeah. Okay. Episode 147.
Okay. Yeah. So a couple years ago, I'm still addicted to sugar because of that. And so the other day I was telling my sister, I was like, I just am waiting for them to, like, find out that sugar is healthy for you. And I was like,
it might have happened to you.
No. I don't know if I got swindled or if it's, like, finally happening.
No,
I think they're leaning into it because they know it's bad. Yeah. So they're like, okay, we got to find a way to twist this.
What's the new that you just
this
you
is
just
new
vaped,
sugar?
You vaped sugar. Yeah. Is what you did.
Hell,
that's so right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You vaped sugar. Yeah.
I also feel like there's so many bad sugar replacements, like, you know, sweetener replacements that now sugar's making a comeback of, like, made with real sugar.
Right, right.
I was like, oh, this can't be bad. It's made with real sugar.
It also knows it's the last hurrah.
Oh yeah,
because sugar knows. Sugar's been playing by the tobacco.
Rattle.
It's been playing the tobacco playbook for so long, because, like, the big sugar lobby, they had a big report that came out a couple years ago where, like, they were like, oh yeah, we, like, just followed the tobacco playbook completely to, like, make sure,
of course,
that so that way they've, you know, big sugar is, like, giving us all with diabetes. It's
Can I say I was in the doctor's waiting room 2 days ago, not in the whole lobby of the entire building, mind you, in the waiting room of the doctor's office, there's a Pepsi machine.
Whoa.
In your doctor's office?
In the doctor's waiting room, and there is a family feeding the kid Doritos and Skittles. And I was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
They needed a matcha sugar drink.
Exactly.
My roommate said he went to get a checkup recently, and the doctors were like, whoa, oh my God. Oh my God, you have to come in here. Come see this. To the other doctor, they come in, and they were just like, We never see anybody who's healthy. You're fine.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, man. They were like, usually we have to tell people to stop drinking soda, but you're fine.
Oh, my. How come I didn't get the stop drinking soda accolade?
I know.
We're fucked. We're fucked. That's what I say. We're fucked.
Oh, damn it.
We're going to get some cane juice.
Yeah, get some cane juice.
We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm David. I feel like a pilot right now with this headset.
That's what everyone says.
Oh, yeah.
You
haven't gotten to wear them before.
Yeah.
These are because of David.
Have you really never worn one?
I think I've, like, worn one, but not to record. Yeah. Just to, try it on one day. I'm like, what's it like?
to be
a pilot.
We wanted to say really quick, me and Tess have a new podcast coming out called Britney's Instagram.
It's dropping tomorrow.
It's dropping tomorrow, November 2nd, and it is what the title says.
As advertised. It's an entire podcast.
It's an entire podcast about Britney Spears' Instagram account. Uh-huh. You've heard little previews on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she dropped the best one of all time, and we're like, well, we can't let this go any further without discussing this in depth.
There was a mandate.
Yeah. So they'll be bi-weekly short episodes.
What's it going to be?
Are there guests on the show?
We're going to have guests on to talk about their favorite Britney grams and stuff like that.
So we'll be talking about the latest gram. We're going to have the guests talk about their favorite gram.
Yeah.
And then just a really in-depth analysis of what this means in terms of Britney world, Britney's current state.
We're going to go back and see, like, when it started, when her influence started, as opposed to probably, like, an intern post. You know, we're going to go back and, like, find out kind of some history of Brit through the Instagram, stuff like that.
Yeah, and the videos have been really good lately. We're trying to look into who the videographer is.
Yeah, we're going to look into some, like, gym ones to you in the mirror filming them. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Britney's Instagram, check that out. You can follow Brit's Brittany's Graham on Instagram.
Oh my god. Wait, so you're just gonna be re-gramming her grams?
Yeah. We're gonna try, because I think we tried to do it on ours and it wouldn't let us because she was using
copyrighted music.
But apparently she's allowed to, so yeah. I don't know.
Gotta be that. Gotta be Britney famous to get that copyrighted
music. Yeah,
there.
So we gotta figure that out. But yeah, just look at our Britney's.
We'll have to find music as unique as the music that she uses.
Right. So just a lot of GarageBand loops. It'll be fine.
I so wanted at some point while producing this to like surprise you and have us be like, hey, we're doing this remote podcast somewhere, and then we pull up to like Britney Spears'.
Oh my god! Jesus.
And by the way, I truly, truly believe. It will happen. Like, Britney will, in some form,
we're going to get on the show.
There are just some things in, like, the universe that you just, like, know are going to happen. And I feel like that's one of them.
Oh, God, David, I hope you're right.
Same thing with Lynn.
Yeah.
I mean, French Stewart was pretty attainable. So.
Well, I was going to say, after that happened, I was like, wow, anything could happen.
Anything's possible.
I do remember sitting in here and, like, hearing him come in or something.
I know.
Out there and just being like,
your face
is
amazing.
He said, hi, buddy, my dog first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I just, like,
buddy.
Yeah. Just like, oh, my God, he's here.
Yeah. You were kind of nervous.
I was really nervous.
That's right.
Go ahead and poke the bear as much as you want.
Oh, I love him.
We love French.
We're going to get French ones again soon.
Should we present David with his gifts?
Oh, my God.
We got David some, a few things.
Sorry,
why don't you describe to everyone what
you can
pull up.
Okay. Well, it's a bag that says Leanna Lynn's Wonderland.
Yeah.
Oh, such a dad.
See, I saw.
I knew it. Damn it. I knew he was going to see the.
No. I didn't see it until you handed it to me.
Okay.
But this is hilarious because I don't know if this is going to fit in my freezer with all the other Halo tops that I have. There are 5 pints of Halo Top, chocolate, oatmeal cookie, cookie dough, vanilla, and my personal favorite, peanut butter cup.
Yes! You did it.
I'm obsessed with Halo. I'll get to the other things in a second, but I have to talk about Halo Top for a second.
I still have a video of you in Chicago talking for several
minutes. He went on like a Halo Top
rant.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
We got you some Halo Top because while we were in Chicago, we went out to pizza with some of our listeners, and the subject of Halo Top ice cream came up.
Yeah. I mean, I've had so many Halo Top adventures since then that I can't even remember exactly what happened. But I will say this. I swear. I'll tell you this. This is like a good way to maybe preface this. I mean, 100% serious, by the way. My girlfriend just went to Texas and she's there for a month. It's like a long time.
Oh, damn.
And I have this on my to-do list because Halo Top just introduced 8 new flavors.
Shit.
And I was like, I got to track these down. And I was able to find most of them. There's a limited edition one.
Oh.
And Halo Top said like, oh, yeah, the nearest location like on their website is in Northridge, which is about 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
And so I've had this on my to-do list for when she leaves to be like, all right, that's the day I'm going to take my Halo Top adventure. Because I wasn't going to do that. Just like, hey, we're going to go to Halo. We're going to spend the day tracking down
flavor?
Halo Top.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie, which I have since tracked down, and it's great. But basically, like, Halo Top is this great. It just has great ice cream that's low calorie, and it tastes good. Almost all the flavors taste really good. And it was just for a long time, just the normal flavors, just vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, lemon cake. You know, the most crazy flavor was birthday cake.
Uh-huh.
So that one had like little sprinkles in it. And so I had been for a couple years, I was like a fan. And this was, by the way, I have to say, when I started Halo Top, I was an early adopter.
You were,
nobody. And
it's true.
I see it everywhere.
It's everywhere. I mean, it is like the best tasting low calorie ice cream.
Yeah, right. I heard about it from you.
Yeah.
Ground zero, David.
So they had all these normal flavors. And then a year ago, last summer, they drop on their Instagram like 10. Like Britney at or Beyonce at midnight.
Yeah.
And they drop like 10 new flavors coming, by the way.
Oh,
like,
shit.
My mind was blown. I'm on this subreddit community about Halo Top. And everybody's going nuts. Like, what do you think the new flavors are going to be?
There's a subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
There's other people like it.
Oh, my God. Tess, there are multiple Halo Top subreddits.
Oh, my God.
So. I'm not on the official Halo Top. I'm on this other one.
The mod doesn't let you into the official one, or
no? I don't. I think it's like it's only got a couple hundred people. This other one that's like adopted Halo Top as like their cause, but isn't like related. It's called 1200 is enough or something. It's about, like, you know, snack, low-calorie snacks, basically. Yeah. So anyway, mm-hmm. those are really convenient. So everybody's going crazy, like, what's it going to be? And then they start counting down each day, announcing a new flavor.
Oh, shit.
And the first flavor they announced was black cherry, and I was so upset because it's like, is this what they're all going to be?
Terrible.
Yeah. And then number 9 was pistachio, which is actually delicious, but at the time I was like, this sucks. All these flavors are going to, like, be awful.
Yeah.
And then they got good. S'mores, peanut butter cup, oatmeal cookie, like, chocolate almond crunch, like, really, really good. And red velvet, I think, was number 1. And red velvet is the best one.
Oh, fuck, I didn't grab that one.
It's I mean, honestly, these are oatmeal cookie is
oatmeal cookie's really good. You don't like it?
No.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I eat it. I have one in my freezer right now. Right. But it ranks low on the list. But at my old job, I had this ranking of Halo Top on the whiteboard, and I would, like, every so often I'd come in and be like, you know what? I had a chocolate chip cookie
just
dough.
Is you ranking them or other people?
Well, there was one other person there who was also obsessed with Halo Top. So it was kind of between me and her. But it was I started the list and it was presented across the whole office.
I like the idea of you having, like, a whiteboard with, like, a bunch of, like, different flavors, but then, like, red strings moving them to, like, where the best position is. And, like, there.
It was like, I wonder if I have, like, a picture of it.
Please have a picture of it.
Yeah. That's but amazing. It was. So this day, this, like, week that it all happened, all the new flavors, I was going crazy, and they were saying, okay, they're out there, go for it. And I would go to the grocery store, and they were nowhere. I couldn't find any Halo Top, all the old flavors. And that was, like, the shitty part, is, like, you could call ahead and be like, hey, do you have Halo Top at your store? Yeah. You can't say, like, do you have this flavor, you know?
I mean, I'm sure people do that shit all the time.
Yeah. I'm sure they do, but I'm not going to be, one of those people.
I will say I'm going through something very similar right now, because LaCroix, my brand of choice, has just dropped Key Lime LaCroix.
Ooh. That sounds
bomb. I've had one.
Oh, shit.
Because Brendan helped our friend Josh install a television, and he gave him, like, half a case of one. And we each had, Brendan had 3, and I had one of them. And it's like the best drink I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, God. That sounds so good.
It tastes like a green Skittle in the distance.
Ooh.
But you can't just get it?
It's sold out. And they've had new deliveries every day at our Target.
Are you
and
serious?
Every day they go immediately. Immediately.
LaCroix. God, I got to buy stock in LaCroix.
Yeah. Seriously. It's the same company that makes Faygo.
Fuck yeah, it is. So Key Lime LaCroix is my new Halo Top.
What you saying Key Lime, by the way, reminded me that I've now... I have not moved on to Halo Top because I still have plenty in my freezer. But and I'll get to this in a second. They just released new flavors. But I have become now a Lara Bar completionist. So I think I've had.
It's you collect all the Disney.
Yeah.
Ones.
Yeah. I mean, I eat them all, but Key Lime is my least favorite flavor. But I had to.
Yeah.
Had to try it because it's a flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta catch them all.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
I feel like I'm a dick completionist.
Yeah, get all the dicks.
Yeah. I'm a weed completionist.
Yeah.
Try all the strains.
Gotta get them all.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm also a weed completionist, I think, too. But, you know, it's... but Halo Top and Lara Bar and... Yeah. Ice cream. Yeah. So, I would go to these stores, and I don't know how much of the story is, like, really...
No, David, this is all interesting.
But I would go in and... occasionally they'd have black cherry and be like, I gotta get it. It's like a new Halo Top flavor, try it. And there was, before we started recording, by the way, you guys were out to dinner and Kaylin and I were catching up beforehand and Kaylin just moved to an area where I used to live and we were talking about different Ralphs. And there's this one Ralph's, and it was the Ralph's I was telling you about, where I went into it on like a whim of and I'm telling you, when I was looking for these flavors, I would hit up 5 routes a night.
Oh my God, you're just like an addict.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And by the way, this was like me parking in the routes, walking in, going to the frozen section, seeing no flavors, and just like circling back and going back out again.
That's amazing.
When I first started, I was pretending to like, oh, should I buy this? You know what? I shouldn't. But I just became so shameless, just like, is it there? Nope. Out. Go to the next one.
I like that you were Pokemon going.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
This was, I was trying to catch them all. And
I mean, like, that's not like, the Ralphs and the city aren't that close together.
No, but I found a part of the city that had five, like, all in a, like, a small span. Yeah. There was this Ralph's. It's around where I,
where is this?
So there, it's around where I used to live because Ralph's wasn't the only one. It was like Albertson's also. So it's by the Vista Theater. Oh, yeah, there's like one over there. Yeah. And then if you go down on Virgil, there's like another one. Yeah. And then like right over there, there's like another Ralph's around there too. And then there's the ones on the way to where I was living. So.
And if you connect all of them, it makes a pentagram.
So, on a whim, I'm just like, I think I'm tired. I didn't hit up any Ralph's that night. I was just like, I'm going to check out this grocery store. It was like right around the corner from where I was. And I walk in, and I go to the frozen section, and every new flavor is stocked up there. My heart is pounding.
Give him money to see
I was completely expecting there to be no new flavors, maybe one.
Oh my God.
And there was like six I hadn't tried yet, and they were all there.
Yeah.
My heart started racing. And I was like, oh my God, okay. And I didn't, because I'm going into all these grocery stores, I'm not even grabbing like, you know, a basket, because I'm just assuming that they're not going to have any.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, what do? I gotta, and somebody starts like walking the other way, walking towards me. I'm like, okay, what if they take like that flavor? Like, I gotta get it. So
oh
I like
God.
Ran back. I got
basket.
Yeah, the basket. Went in, got like two of each flavor. I think I got three of some. I left there with $56 worth of ice cream.
Oh my God, dude.
And I was like Snapchatting it the whole time. I was like, oh my God, you guys will never believe it. It was like showing where it was in. And I tried all the flavors. It was such a great night. And now those flavors are like the old ones for me because Halo Top just released these new eight.
Most of them
are good. It would be great if I could just like quickly, you know what? I could probably quickly list it. Well, pumpkin pie was like the limited edition flavor. That was like the last one that I got. Green tea mochi is new, which it's actually good. I mean, if you like mochi, because they have like little,
I love
they
good
have little mochi
ice cream
before,
yeah.
pieces.
Yeah, green tea, any kind of like ice cream is good.
Yeah, I can't like, I'm blanking on the other flavors right now because I've also, I've
You've
gone
got a
back
lot on
to
your plate.
Like, yeah, I've,
yeah.
I, but I did. Get them all. I can't.
God, I'm glad we got. This was like we were kind of like, oh, the Halo Top.
We were like, I hope he's still
like, I hope this will work.
Oh yeah.
Thank God. Sounds like they need an app so you can like be checking everything.
They probably like keeping them.
Yeah.
On their toes.
Yeah. I feel like that would be really like satisfying though.
Caramel macchiato. That's a new one. I just remembered.
Official Starbucks.
No, they don't have any like official. All their things are like kind of. Like knockoffs of the big flavors.
Right. Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's they're amazing.
Look at their fucking Instagram. They have a friends. They have the friends. Like,
oh, that's hilarious.
They have a little couch, and all the pints are on a couch with the friends.
Oh yeah, so those are the new flavors. So there's candy bar. There's pancake and waffles, banana chocolate.
Ooh,
that's rainbow swirl.
Rainbow swirl.
And that's the green tea mochi.
What's better, candy bar or pancake
candy
and waffles?
Candy bar sounds good.
Yeah.
A lot of people. On Reddit are not liking pancake and waffles.
Really?
I kind of liked it.
Is it like maple syrupy?
Mm-hmm. It's maple syrupy and it's got little like waffle pieces.
You gotta be in the right mood for that.
Oh, and cinnamon roll. Yeah, that's the other one. Cinnamon roll's okay. because they're all different calories. So 240 is the least, 360 is the most.
Oh, okay.
So something's 360 and it's not quite as good. It gets knocked down, in my opinion.
Sure.
For sure.
It's like you're spending more calories.
So you can fuck up the whole pint
the
for
whole
360?
The whole pint for that much. That's what's
whole
so
pint.
Great about
this. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
This test. This whole thing is 280 calories.
Wow.
This entire pint is just 280 calories.
That's why
calories.
It's so great, and it's good. Like, it doesn't taste like shitty fake ice cream.
My girlfriend gets Ben & Jerry's when I get it, and, like, one serving for her is, like, 280 calories. That said, I always, like, have a bite of it, and it's like, oh, my God, this is what real ice cream tastes like.
Yeah.
But Halo Top is still good, and,
Especially when you just want to fuck something up.
Yeah.
Is it
no,
like...
it's fun when you can eat the whole thing.
Yeah,
it feels terrible.
Sure.
That is because I feel like the Ben and Jerry's pint is like, okay, your whole brand is you're high. Yeah, I'm high. I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
Yeah,
like
that's how it works.
It's not a big enough, you know, a Dreyer's ice cream is clearly not intended for a sit down.
No.
Right.
But
right.
like those little Haagen-Dazs, those little Ben and Jerry's, who the fuck has the self control to put that away?
Yeah.
No.
And if I do, I'm just getting it 2 minutes later. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's
over just, the course of a night, perhaps.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way.
Yeah. If you're really feeling it, but yeah.
All right. Go
there's
on,
more things
in
there.
Yeah, there's
the,
more stuff
so,
in
yeah.
there, too,
so,
I guess.
Yeah, there's 5 pints of Halo Top.
Halo Top.
And there's a trophy in here that I'm going to pick up now. It says David Janov. Fourth lady to lady. There's a microphone on here and a
we
me.
Thought, I think yeah. this kind of looks like yeah. it somewhat looks like
him. Yeah. He doesn't have a beard right now, but he has my six pack abs, so yeah. that's close.
Victorious posture.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's yeah. That's yeah. what I'm
I don't really
for.
Think you're like a tchotchke type person, but I that's also kind of why I was like, we're gonna make David
yeah,
take this
make David
yeah.
have
trophy.
Stuff.
You're right. I'm not we're and very I have very few like little things, but most of them are lady to lady related.
Yes.
I mean, I have the lady to lady hat, and yeah, that's.
We're like slowly hoarding you out.
You know? and then there's a card. Is this an on mic
yeah,
card
you can
or
read
no?
It after
you
can do
okay,
that
yeah,
after.
Yeah, yeah. This yeah, is yeah, a off mic type of thing, yeah. listener. Sorry, you won't
yeah,
get
yeah.
to
it. It has a list of all the people we don't like.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's just a list of our enemies.
David, we had some listeners write in with questions that they have for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look how much production we did for you.
Yeah.
You know how little production we actually do.
David?
Can I, before you
yes,
do that,
yes.
I wanted to surprise you guys with something. And so here's what my plan was. And I'm going to start by saying it didn't happen. But I tried, I probably spent an hour and a half working on it.
Okay.
But what I wanted to do was I tracked down the person who wrote the instrumental for Lady Problems.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to buy it. And then, you know, give it to you guys. It's like, here, now you can play it.
God.
And it was absolutely insane how it was just like, I was trying to tell him, like,
I would love to see a documentary about you trying to find this person.
I was just like, finding him wasn't like too, well, so I knew like what it sounded like, but I had to listen through like probably a few hundred tracks before I was like, that's it, that's the one.
Yeah. yeah.
But then I emailed and it was like, hey, this is what it is. It's a podcast and I'd love to do it, but we don't, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, it'll be, you know, $100-something. I was like, awesome. It's like yeah. per episode. It's like, no.
You dick.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and then he, and then it was like, started getting questions of just like, have you used this in the past? And then I just stopped emailing him back.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no.
Just hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. yeah. Don't worry about it.
Thank you for trying.
Yeah,
that's
so
what we did.
I'm sorry I came up short tonight, but
no,
but that's I wanted to, and you know, maybe in 80 years it'll reach the public domain.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll come back and gift it to you guys.
We'll come out of cryogenic freezing.
Yeah.
And
hopefully they die soon, and then we can just
and
take
know what?
It.
You burned a bridge, guy who wrote the Lady Problems.
yeah,
seriously.
That we might have used.
Yeah. We potentially maybe
may or may not have.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Okay. Listener questions.
Okay.
Dump them.
Are we going to do who? Should we just do these randomly?
Well, they're all kind of. They're at the
oh,
top.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Okay. What will you miss most about Lady to Lady?
Because for the last few months I haven't come into like Be Here Live, because that was really the best part of it, because just editing it on location has taken a lot of the magic and like joy out of producing Lady to Lady. Actually, I know exactly what I'm going to miss about Lady to Lady the most. When we would get together, and we don't do this too often for the podcast, but when we would do a live show somewhere, we would get together and have like almost like a mini writer's room session.
Mm-hmm.
And those are so fun. And usually we get high, you and I, Tess, and there's food there. And it's just, and it's, I feel like I'm in a writer's room. And that's like what I think we all want to do.
Yeah.
And
those moments
just...
when you come up with that perfect ending or whatever
the dumb
shit that we came up with that was like, oh my God, that's the best.
Yeah.
Just tag a dumb bit.
Yeah.
Just getting excited. Like, yeah.
And then, like, breaking the logic of the dumbest idea is the funnest thing when you're
it's
like, okay, so the Starbucks genie comes back, but is it make sense if they, like...
Yeah. Why does he come back? Yeah. How far does he need to erase? And to understand, if he erases it, how long do we have to rewind the show to get to that point? Yeah.
I know we worked so hard on it, and it just drove us crazy, but I love the Christmas album.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to work on, and it's cool that, and I have like some copies in my bag. It was just so cool that we made a Christmas album.
Yeah.
And Yeah,
for those of you guys who might be newer listeners, we did make a Christmas album. We used to do more characters on the show when we first started, or used to do characters on the show. And so it's a lot of like people we loved who had been friends of the show that done our live shows and stuff, like coming on and doing songs in character.
Yeah.
And then us hosting a Christmas party. And it is really fun. When I listen back to it every year, I'm like,
and we release it every Christmas.
This is we release it every year.
Mm-hmm. You'll hear it at Christmas this year. You can listen to it on your flight back home.
And David wrote an original song for it.
Yeah,
awesome.
Liza
too.
Skinner sings it.
Yeah, I always get it in my head.
Yeah,
that whole
it's a really good one.
That week, I remember like that was one of those situations where like you're so exhausted that it gets fun again. I remember being like at your apartment, like taking a nap underneath your Harry Potter books. Like how is this still happening while someone was like singing into the mic? Yeah, that was like a very like army camp kind of experience.
For sure.
Have you seen that documentary about the company, like cast recording, where it's just you're gonna love it. It's like
the company again for this. Oh my god, that show is brilliant.
They did a whole documentary, like one of the greatest documentarians of like ever. Did this documentary where he just filmed this 1 or 2 days of them recording the company,
and it's just
high tensions. And it kind of reminded me of that, where it's just like, all right, let's do it again. And there's something about like doing something for the 10th time with like enthusiasm that's just kind of crazy to watch and experience.
It's very manic.
I just remember like us with a microphone on Liquid Feet's feet.
Dancing
to the Carol of the Feet.
I love that.
Like a photo of that. It's so funny.
I love we could have literally just done that ourselves, but we brought
that
in the
track
three.
Is so funny.
We brought in the legit feet.
Yeah.
And we didn't even make them use their hands. We like used their feet.
Yeah, we used their actual feet. Yeah. And then in the middle of it, it just turns into the scene from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fucking best.
That's so funny.
It's not a week-to-week thing, but I'm also going to listen, and I'm not pandering, but I truly, it is so much fun to record the episode, listen to your guys' anecdotes, and then like 5 weeks later, it'll come out. And going to the Facebook fan page and just seeing everybody like talking about as if they're listening to it for the first time.
Yeah,
it's just that's
always fun. And also it happens, and I'm like, what I do?
We kind of forget everything we say as soon as we say it. It's kind of nice to kind of relive all that stuff.
All right. Well,
okay.
Should we do one more?
Let's do one more. What was your first impression of each of the ladies?
Are these Who, What, Where, When, Why's? They're both what's.
We didn't put that much.
Let me think. I think the first lady who I talked to was Barbara. Barbara reached out to me about, I can't remember if it was for Lady to Lady or another show, but you had emailed me, and I did know of you from.
So probably done something at the.
From a like an incident. I don't know if you like if to even bring it up that a yeah. So there was
somebody had quit hadn't shown up or something, right?
No, it was a I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Do you, can I
Oh. Why did you know about me because of that?
Because it like I had read it about it. Like I had read about the your blog.
I thought you were talking about somebody I hooked up with. Yeah, okay.
No.
Yes. I knew of you.
Yeah. I was like Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that that's my first, that's what I knew. But then, you know, you had reached out to me. And by the way, I looked into you after you wrote that. So, like, I heard your stuff after that. So, you know, something did happen. But anyway, so that was my first impression of you. I can't remember meeting each of you. I'd seen you at Holy Fuck actually before, so I had heard you do stand up, and I think after watching you guys do the first Lady to Lady, I looked into all of your stuff.
Yeah, because we just did one without you, right? And then
you were there, but
the director.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, oh shit, this is like. This is cool. It's like surreal and kind of sketchy. Mm-hmm. Like, because the live show was a little bit different than the podcast. Yeah. It was.
We just found the outline for the first live show the other day.
So funny.
And after that, I was immediately like, let's film this. So I think the second one
we filmed.
Yeah. Larry Kilmartin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I could say, I can't remember what
it's years ago at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it really was. It was like 5.5 years
ago. We started Picture This at Little Modern, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
Picture This still one of my favorite live shows. I mean, I love Lady to Lady, but Picture This, if you get a chance to see it, it is so fucking funny.
Hopefully more of you will see it soon. I know, can't say anything else about that yet.
All right, you guys, well, we're gonna be right back and David's gonna help us.
We're all gonna go inhale some Halo Top. We'll be back.
Bye.
back in Lady Slady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Jess.
I'm David.
We're David.
Aww. Yay.
And David, do you know what happens in the third segment of Lady to Lady?
Okay, let me think about it. It's been a little while. Is this MySpace confession session? No.
I don't know. Hit it, Kaylin.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have
dog
them.
Bark.
I always forget about the dog bark too.
It's a tiny little dog bark.
Is that my neighbor's dog?
I think so.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. If you have lady problems, send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org. All right.
And you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, lady problem, I guess. A friend and her partner were visiting, and another lady mentioned a dude not getting it. I said that I often feel like it's impossible to understand someone else's marginalized experience, and that it's especially tough for most cishet white men, CHWDs, is that a phrase we can coin? To understand since they've never had any marginalized experiences at all. A couple days later, my friend came over alone and told me that her partner wanted her to talk to me about the, quote, aggressive comments I'd made and how uncomfortable that had made him. She said I'd compromised the safe space. I could get real petty about my objections to everything about that statement and how gentle my comments were, but I don't really give a shit about the douche nugget partner or his issues. The problem is that my friend made her useless his problems into a problem between me and my friend, which she's done before. This time I just apologized and let it go. Do I have a super awkward conversation with her about it if it happens again, or do I just keep apologizing? It has added a really uncomfortable dynamic to our very valuable friendship, and I feel like there's some internalized misogyny underneath it all that makes me really sad. Anyway, thanks for letting me vent, and thanks for just being a shining light of joy in a garbage world. Hugs and puppies.
Okay.
So basically, it sounds like they were having a conversation and they were like, straight white dudes fucking suck. And then this girl was like, hey, like, yes, but like also maybe have some empathy for the fact that they don't know what they do because it's never been done to them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
This is tough because it's like, I want to say the problem is easy in the sense that, yeah, this is, you know, this guy doesn't realize maybe what he's saying, or maybe mm-hmm. he's being more insensitive than he should be or is aware of, or maybe he is aware of. But it's really about talking to this friend, which yeah. is so tricky to do, talking to a friend about their significant other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's she's the one who made the comment. There's two girls or three?
Two girls. One of them has like a partner.
So a friend and her partner were visiting, and another lady mentioned a dude not getting it.
So there's no dude involved. There's no dude involved in this?
A friend and her partner is the dude.
This is math.
And another lady mentioned a dude not getting it. I said, I feel like it's impossible to understand someone else's marginalized experience, and that it's especially tough for most cis heterosexual white dudes. So another friend made a comment about dudes not getting it. She kind of yes-anded them. The third chick's boyfriend got pissed.
Oh, so there was a guy there.
Yeah, and yeah. he happened to be there.
And he's the one that's upset that drove the wedge between the friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, by calling her aggressive.
I mean...
Oh, I see.
The trouble is that my friend made her useless cishet white dude's problem into a problem between me and her, which she's done before. So she's saying that the problem to her is that seems like the friend is just using this as a thing to get annoyed with her friend about, and she's done it before.
I mean, this sounds like some like oppression Olympics bullshit to me a little bit.
Right.
I think your friend needs to like read a lot of RuPaul.
I mean, but that's, you can't just say that.
No,
to her.
I understand.
I mean, I understand like if this guy's the only guy in the room, I wasn't there, but like three women are talking about how shitty guys are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. David, how would you
Well, for having it happen 250 times.
That's something you could probably speak to.
Yeah.
There are times, like, so it's sometimes, so I'm just going to try to speak honestly and yeah. openly.
Yeah.
And,
this
you
is
know.
A safe place that only thousands of people will
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember the first time And it's really been in like the past few years where I just started reading about, you know, all this, like the Yes All Women movement. Mm-hmm. And it seemed to me, as somebody who had never really heard white guys being attacked for being white guys, other than, you know, what has kind of made it into mass media about like they're boring or whatever.
Yeah.
I immediately took it like personally, of just like, well, I don't feel very privileged, and I feel like I'm very, I care about other people who don't look like me or who aren't me, and I have several friends who I love indiscriminately. Mm-hmm. And so I took it kind of personally at first, and personally and silently. Mm-hmm. And then I had somebody who was close to me who was very aggressive. Their whole Twitter feed was just about these types of issues. And I don't know how it happened, but I just kind of came to it was during the Yes All Women movement, where I was just like, I want to say something that's just like, mm-hmm. not all men. I was just like, I felt like I needed to defend myself. And it was just reading everybody's stories on that hashtag, and it was people who are like very close to me of like, it just, I realized how much I didn't appreciate like the privilege that I had growing up until I had seen it like all laid out. And honestly, I have a lot of family members who aren't in a community like this, and they just don't know. Mm-hmm. And I think it would take them, like it took me a couple of years of just hearing all these stories, especially from close personal friends, to realize like, oh, maybe that is hurtful, or I guess I didn't realize, you know, the type of privilege that I actually do have, without realizing it. I was, out with three women at a club. I've changed a lot over the years. a few months ago, we were like out, and it was at 1 a.m. and we were walking back to our cars. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a super imposing, intimidating guy. I'm not big into confrontation. And these three guys started coming towards us, and they got in the girls' faces and mm-hmm. were just like, mm-hmm. what's up? Like this kind of catcalling thing, but yeah. like in their face. And it lasted for, and this was like in the middle of the street. I was so taken aback and horrified and scared. And they just kind of like breezed by and didn't, you know, pay it any attention. And after we had gotten like a block away, I was like, oh, what? This is recently. This is like 5 months ago. I was like, that was terrifying. And they're just like, yeah, every time we go out, this like happens. Like it just gotten so ingrained. And so,
yeah, we built up these crazy calluses to that.
Yeah. yeah. And I had heard stories, but never been like personally witness to it. And you shouldn't have to be personally witness to something in order to appreciate, somebody's, what they have experienced, but it does take, mm-hmm. you know, like, seeing it for your own eyes to really appreciate. So I think for this guy, he probably, I don't know where you guys live, but you know, in Los Angeles, in a community like this or in other big cities, it's hard to avoid
she's these in types Canada of... actually, we forgot to mention that. She's beginning of the email says she's in Canada.
Yeah, well, there's mm-hmm. great parts of Canada, there's, you know, parts mm-hmm. of Canada where it's just like the United States. So yeah. I don't know whether it's like seeped in, but I know for me it took a while, and now I look back at some of the stuff I've said, and I know like everybody probably does it too, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, oh shit, I can't, I'm embarrassed that I said that, or even like sometimes embarrassed that I even thought that.
Yeah.
And I almost just like forgive myself by thinking like, okay, I think a lot of people were like this. I'm not saying this. I'm going to try to wrap this up in this like last little thing. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are not by any means like angels or like, you know, great representations of men. But yeah. I do see them as like, they're not, well, I don't know. Something's going to come out, I'm sure, in the next like couple weeks. That's just
when this
like,
episode drops,
yeah,
something.
Exactly. But there was this show that I used to watch, Project Greenlight, and the two of them were like on it a lot. Mm-hmm. And it aired in 2003. And later, they brought it back, and my friend went back and we watched it, and it is insane how much like I'm just gonna say these words like retard and mm-hmm. bag come out of their mouths in this like with so much ease, and it's like, wow, I don't even expect that. It's yeah. like it really is like, well, it's, you can see just how the culture has changed. Sarah Silverman said this like thing of just like, oh, I use that word and I'm somebody who believes in like using whatever language I want. But if you realize, like, oh, hey, it hurts more people than it gets a laugh, then, you know, mm-hmm. you kind of appreciate that.
Yeah. And the definition of progress is to progress.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so yeah, so it wasn't really, like, one thing that made you realize. It was more kind of like a gradual
there was no revelation. And I consider myself, like, a year ago to have been somebody who's more aware of, more woke. I don't know. But,
yeah.
But then, like, a couple months ago when I'm out, mm-hmm. I appreciate catcalling. And it's not catcalling. It's something. It's like
harassment.
Yeah, it's street harassment.
Yeah.
Beyond it, and even like in the past couple of weeks, with all these stories that are coming out about Harvey Weinstein, yeah. And the victims in this case aren't even all women, but mm-hmm. the aggressors are all men. It's just mm-hmm. it's horrifying.
So it's the answer to. I mean, it seems like given that. And you are someone who's always been kind of like progressive, and mm-hmm. you seem like you've always kind of sought to empathize with it, but not everyone has that disposition. So mm-hmm. there is like this big population of men who, even someone who is progressive, it took that much to kind of like realize.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's this big population of men who doesn't have that disposition, mm-hmm. who has even less exposure to women. I mean, so is the answer to not have these conversations around them?
No, I don't think so. Like, yeah. I think you need to.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So earlier I brought up this person who was close to me who was like using their Twitter feed to like really press it. And it used to like really bug me. Every like tweet was just like, it was grating to me. And it really wore me down, to be honest. And now it was like, mm-hmm. you know what? What she was saying wasn't that like crazy. But it took a lot of hearing it over and over again to be like, what side of history am I on with this argument?
For
like,
sure.
It's so silly. And it also took realizing it wasn't a personal attack on me. Like an attack on CHWDs is not an attack on like mm-hmm. me personally.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's obviously a very natural reaction to see like if someone says, hey, blank, and you're a part of that faction, to take it personally. And I think we all do that. And that's a human
to varying
thing
degrees.
To do. And also when you haven't directly done, you know, when you haven't directly done something, but your privilege has caused mm-hmm. like all the stuff that you never realized. Obviously that's a lot to be like, wait, what? and
for
to think about. So I think all of us are going through, you know, right now. And it's a long process.
It kind of goes back to the Jamba Juice thing that I said earlier about, like, you know, people don't realize, people still think Jamba Juice is healthy. Mm-hmm. I remember, this is recently, like, I was at the gym and there was this really attractive girl there and I was mm-hmm. on the elliptical, not moving. I was just like, I'm just going to like check her out. Like, it was interesting. And then a week later, maybe even days later.
You were drinking Jamba Juice.
Yeah, I was drinking. Days later, I see on somebody's Twitter feed talking about like this guy was scaring her because he was just like staring her down at the gym. And I was like, oh my God, that was me. And I didn't even realize just like how creepy mm-hmm. it is to have somebody staring at you. And I wasn't leering, but she doesn't know that, you know, it's just like, so now I'm like catching myself being mm-hmm. like, what? No, don't.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like, a lot of this stuff also in these conversations is also like, what is like the end game? If the end game is to like put all of like the cis hetero straight guys on an island and then never speak to them again, that's just unrealistic. So it's like, I think a lot of us, empathy is a superpower, and the more marginalized you are, like the more stronger that is, I think. And I think that you need to think about it that way. And like, empathy does not equal endorsement. But it's like, if I can put myself there, then I can strategize from that position. Mm. And I think, I don't know.
And I think for someone like this guy who's being defensive, I think,
I
don't know how effective of a tactic this is, but I do think the point that this is not a personal attack on you.
Well, the problem is she's not asking about the guy who got, the guy who,
by proxy of his woman.
Yeah. I'm just saying that she's asking about something
else. Well, she can tell the girlfriend to pass the message along, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the best way to talk to her about it is like, I'm sorry he got offended and it's unfortunate that he took it as me being aggressive. Because I also don't like that. I don't like the aggressive.
For sure.
Well, and she, like she said, that's
it is misogynist.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And I'm kind of like knee-jerk, you know, I'm sick of women being lambasted for being aggressive because we're not the ones murdering everyone. But
exactly. Shit.
I know this guy used the word uppity the other day in relation to something related to this.
I'm going to flip the table.
Oh boy. It was.
You have to be on top to be uppity, motherfucker.
Yeah. Start calling men uppity.
Yeah.
I know. That's what we really should start doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do think she's in the right. I think she's perfectly within her rights to talk about this, especially, yeah. You know, I don't think that it's offensive to talk about this around, you know, men, women, whoever. So I think
you're bringing everyone's perspective and everyone's.
And I think it's fine. Like, sometimes you just want to hang out and just be like, guys fucking suck. Fuck them forever. And there's a time and a place for that.
That said, though.
Yeah.
I'll like hang out with dudes a lot where I'm the only girl and I'll hear them say some shit. And like, I'm not like sitting there like, okay, whatever you say. If I heard them being like, women fucking suck. I hate them all. I would be like, excuse. I mean, I would love to see me. You see me when men are saying the things about us that we say about them.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and like they are obviously in the privileged position
for sure.
But I, again, trying to empathize, like I try to imagine if I was in a room full of men and they were talking about women the way that women sometimes talk about men.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what my point is.
I think the thing is that they have more privilege and they literally physically can't, you know, the difference.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Well, there's blowing off steam and then there's like, okay, we did that. I didn't mean that. You know, I think the important thing is to be like, all right, I didn't mean fucking kill them all.
Yeah, one's oppression and one is
but
like annoyance.
She didn't say kill them all. She said impossible to understand someone else's experience. Yeah. So
but that's the conversation her friends were having, and then she was saying, "Let's understand the guy," right?
No, she just another lady friend mentioned a dude not getting it. No one said kill them all, so I don't think she has anything to apologize for.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah,
yeah. We still don't know the mechanics of this conversation.
Yeah, we're trying to piece together a few things here.
Sorry,
somebody wants to make a word problem
in algebra.
Out of this.
It's difficult to talk to friends about like whatever the issue is. Yes. It's just hard to approach a friend without it seeming like it's coming on as an attack.
So her question is, do I have an awkward conversation about it if it happens again, or do I just apologize? That's what her real question at the
end of
the day
is. She needs to apologize.
Yeah.
So should she have the convo with her?
Yeah. I mean, if it's been an issue before, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's worth trying to talk to her about it. I mean, I think your kind of angle is like, look, this is just how I feel. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I was being aggressive. I'm insulted that he called me aggressive. Mm-hmm. I would appreciate if you would stick up for me. In that regard, you know, I understand he's your boyfriend. I mean, I don't think you're going to change the boyfriend's mind, really, but you can explain your position.
Yeah.
And I think your apology is not apologizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and having that conversation. Because, like, him calling you aggressive is also just, like, shutting you down. And somebody is like, oh, cool, I'm going to paint you with this broad stroke. Bye. You're aggressive. I'm more woke than you or whatever. Like, that's when it becomes, like, that Olympic type thing of just, like, I've read more Twitter threads than you have, so I know more than you do. Honey, I'm a better woman than you are.
We're getting into that problem constantly where nobody actually is having a conversation. There's one-upping each other.
Have you guys been having – I feel like I've been having a lot of conversations lately where I'm just, like, with people and we're just repeating Twitter facts at each other.
I mean, I've stopped looking at all that shit, so I'm pretty much done.
Well, yeah. I mean,
definitely
like
not having those conversations.
I've walked away, but just in the last couple of months, I've been walking away from it too because I've just realized that most of my conversations are just like repeating talking points to each other, and it's like you got to catch yourself to be like, I still need to be a person in this too, because I feel like everyone's just so overwhelmed right now. This is probably also a part of that too. It was just being like, we're still all in a shell shock in so many ways, and then every day we're just like, how do we fix it, and it's like. I don't know. It's not, we don't get to fix all of it, but we get to fix parts of it individually. And that's the thing to be focused on.
Well, and also like, this isn't really super related to the problem, but we all do need to unify. That needs to be the end goal.
For sure.
We're all on this planet together. So it's not,
I don't see it happening though. So I'm kind of just like, cause like when I we travel all the time, and like last time I was traveling, I just like looked around at everyone. And I was like, there are so many of us. There's no fucking way in the world that we're ever gonna. Like, we all want different things. We all think, like, if we may think we want the same thing, but like we're too attached to the details to actually unify. Hmm. So I just don't think it's possible to me. When I think of how many people there are in this country, I'm like. Pfft.
I think it's getting better, though. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, there's much less parity between men and women now than there was 100 years ago.
I don't just mean men and women. I just mean everyone.
There's much less parity between everyone than there was. I mean, you know, a gay person couldn't be out 100 years. I mean, like, there's...
I have to say, and this is without, like, patting my... I work in my new... The job that I have now is I'm surrounded by, like... Hollywood people, and there's so much patting each other, like patting themselves on the back. That said, I do think it's true, like, mass media and what we're getting into, culture, is what has the positive change in a lot of these things. I'm not a fan at all of Modern Family, but I think it's really helped a lot of people who are, you know, just a little bit to the right of center become like, oh, gay people are just like us, and
wait,
it's not a big
rich?
Deal.
Oh, we didn't
think
they were rich.
Oh, thank God.
I think about that, but I also think about the other end when I think about, like, Fox News and conspiracy theory nutsos who are making even more people, like, who are turning people into that shit. So I'm like...
But it is a good point. I mean, no... Yeah, well, nothing's getting that more... It's literally getting in people's living rooms. Like, Ellen literally got lesbians into living rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's... It's hard... I mean, yeah, it's hard to think of a more direct way that you could influence people's minds.
The thing that gives me the most hope whenever I tour is that, like, I've been to so many small cities where I've seen, like, cool downtowns pop up that... are people that I think 15 years ago would have moved to, like, an LA or New York or a Chicago. But now that those cities are so expensive, they're like, well, fuck this. I can just look on Pinterest and see how you make a nice cheese shop. That's my dream to have one. It doesn't need to be in LA. I can live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota and have this kick-ass downtown. And, like, I'm a progressive person that is going to create the thing that I want to see there. Mm-hmm. And I see those places in so many. Like, I was just in Whitesburg, Kentucky. And, like, I did a show at a nonprofit, and my friend Tanya Tucker put it on for me, and she's a socialist feminist witch with a fucking radio show in the Appalachian Mountains. Who, like, and everybody that came to that show, it was 80% women, and they were all women that worked in nonprofits that help diversity in that area. Like, I had, like, 15 queer kids from the local college come out who were out queers in the middle of, like, Whitesburg, Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. And it's, like, that's the shit that gives me...
I mean, yeah. I think those factions of it have existed always in this country. It's just... it's a matter of the polarity, I think, like...
For sure.
But, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's... When you visit another country, I guess it's easy to be like, oh, all Italians must get along. They're all outside smoking cigarettes and drinking espresso. So I'm like, it must be possible because in other countries they seem to be chill. But I'm sure they have their beefs.
Well, and one of the things that I really learned from when I was talking to Tanya when I was there is that, like, she was saying, hey, we live in a small town. It isn't – the difference between a small town and a big city is also, like, I see these people every day. If I disagree with them, I fucking hate them. We have to find a way to get along because – I will see this person because I live in a town of 800 people. We're not all going to move away. I'm going to keep seeing them. So they found compromises with people that they disagree with vehemently because they are just in each other's face all the time.
Well, that's why Twitter, I have taken a little step back because since you don't have to see anyone's face, everyone's just so, you know, obviously it's just a monster. So it's just like, I'd rather deal with people face to face.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. So I think something you guys can do with, like, your friends, question writer, is that, like, remember that you are all people and you all like something about each other. And sometimes it's important to, like, get back in touch with that.
Yeah. Maybe when you talk to your friend, approach it with love and not, like, you know,
I think approach it with love, but again, you know,
stand up for yourself.
We are taught as women to apologize, and I don't think you need to apologize. So try to actually make sure you don't say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you should be sorry.
Listen to Beyonce. I ain't sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
David, where can everyone find you on the internet?
Find me on Twitter. Actually, don't look for me on Twitter because I don't tweet ever. Because, it is kind of depressing to watch. I work for a place called Deadline Hollywood now, and I'm producing, I think I've done 400 videos this year. It's a lot of celebrity interviews, but also some fun stuff too. I've made a couple, like, mini docs. And so you can find that Deadline Hollywood. If it's a video, I did it.
Yeah.
Like, just go buy that.
That's awesome.
Who is your favorite celebrity to interview?
I unfortunately haven't interviewed celebrities. I did one event where I interviewed celebrities, but it was and everybody who I talked to was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the big celebrities are they have these people who have been there for years. Rita Moreno, I told about you guys this.
Yeah.
She was like the coolest person and has the most bonkers life. It's like she has lived a life, and she was amazing. Was like dancing with us, and also a lot of these when these celebrities come in, they have big entourages, and she just like came in on herself.
That's cool.
Was like, yeah, come in here.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, honestly, every single person has been nice except for one person. I'll tell you off okay. the air.
Yes. Find our Patreon, everybody, if you want to know what David has to say. Just kidding.
But yeah, it's like I still can't believe like this is the last one. Aww. Each one of you, like over the last 5 years, like I have you know, Brandy, you and I work together.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I got your job at AMCI. God, I blocked out my whole life. Yeah. There.
You got and I was only there for like 8 months or so, but it was a great job, and I feel like every job I've ever gotten, including the one that I have, you gave a phone interview to.
Yes, that's true. That's
people
true.
People tell me like, oh yeah, we called, like we heard from Brandy and
yep. I'm a good boss to have.
Yeah. And Barbara and I, you and I have made a bunch of sketches mm-hmm. together, including yeah. this pilot that we did with your friend Whitney.
I know.
I haven't together. Really, yeah. In the last year and a half or so, I've stopped like, you know, directing as much and doing more producing. But when we were doing that, that was like so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I have like taken out my phone and pulled up the Lady to Lady Master Doc because I write down quotes and stuff mm-hmm. and just read off Tess quotes. So, like, Tess is, and everybody who's listening to this knows this, better than anybody, like, will say something and it's just perfect in seven words. Like, you're so economical right. with, like, your jokes. And they're so, like, you know, a lot of times when I'm, like, writing down these quotes, it's like, okay, this person said this, and then this person said this, and then this, like, punchline came. And out of nowhere, it's just, like, a nugget that's, like, perfect. And
I know. It's you the have Fergie to, thing. The Fergie yeah. drop.
Yep. I don't know if you do Thanks, this, but kid. You have to go into that doc and just, like, use those. And you have an album right there. From, like, those
there's
so, yeah,
all
so
your,
I'm gonna
yeah,
miss, yeah, I'm going to miss so much of
yeah, you've been cool, too. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, Dorothy, get in your fucking balloon and get out of here.
Literally, I mean, really, every so much of Lady to Lady, we owe, like, your aesthetic sense and everything in the live show. I mean, yeah. I remember the first time you ran the live show, I was like, who is this fucking guy? He's so brilliant.
Yeah,
like,
yeah you're
timing.
So, funny.
So good. Quick on the take, and your sense of humor was just so on. And
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You guys made it easy. I love you guys. And yeah, and I really, like, couldn't, like, trust me, it's... off mic, it's also just as much fun.
This isn't
know.
All for...
No.
Like, take it off, all, we're like, fuck shit. Yeah!
We're going to be
yeah.
silent as we pack up after this.
Yeah, but... so, anyway, thanks. And I
thanks,
hope this
David.
Goes
we're
on
gonna...
for another 5 years or longer.
Yeah, get to 500 episodes eventually.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna bye. Go talk we're going to push you into the sea now.
All right.
You had a big splash.
Let me light this on fire.
Can I...
Just get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, send me off. Send me off with that. I was going to see if I had, like, a hello sound effect or something on here, but.
I don't know if we had anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you guys.
Aww,
love you too, David.
Yeah. Check us out.
Start
Lady
crying, Kaylin. Start crying.
Comedy.
We're trying to
yeah,
make Kaylin cry.
To
and check out Brittany's Instagram.
Brittany's Instagram. Check
it's
us out tomorrow.
Be a mess.
I know. It's okay. We're a fucking
It'll
mess.
Be bad.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California 90041. And please leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.